You can mine the census data for a variety of different purposes, and our goal is to try to make the access as widespread as possible.
And so is it the raw data? Is it the each individual form that was filed, or is it the aggregate data that the Census Bureau compiled?
No, it's the sheets that individuals filled out.
Really?
Not the aggregate data.
So you may be able to go back and get your family's census form from 1940.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. And, you know, where your family lived in 1940, and there are various ways to kind of, you know, to check that and check the index and get to it. So it's very, very rich material, and I think it's going to be very, very exciting for the public and for the millions and millions of people who use genealogical and family history information.
Well, how has National Archives and Records Administration changed over the 75 years? We know that you, Dr. Kurtz, are not spanning all of those decades, but tell us from your perspective, you know, the agency and its function, how has it evolved?
I think there's a couple of points to make that are really significant. When we began in 1934, we had strictly an archival mission, taking in the historical records of the federal government, preserving them, making them available. Over the next decades, we developed a records management mission. In other words, working with federal agencies to manage their records so that records are preserved for agency use for as long as business needs require, that the small subset that have ongoing historical value are transferred to the National Archives. So we've gotten into a very extensive working partnership with the agencies in records management. The information revolution and the onset of electronic records has just really increased the importance of that partnership and the challenges that agencies face in managing their records, particularly electronic records. So we're very much engaged in doing research and providing guidance and best practices as we identify them from other agencies, from outside the government, from the National Archives itself, trying constantly to provide this kind of support and guidance and information to agencies as they try to manage their records, which becomes increasingly important as, you know, they're no longer centralized file systems and so forth. Everything is on the computer and email, and all of this needs new management approaches. So it's just taking our records management mission and moving it forward into the 21st century.
Well, technology really has changed the way that we deliver information or receive it or search for it.
Absolutely.
And so it makes your job all the more challenging to turn around all that material and make it available now.
Exactly. In other words, how to capture record material. You know, if you're an agency, you're responsible for managing records, and yet there's, you know, a variety of social networking tools now that are being used in the conduct of government business. And so we're figuring out the guidance and the policies and the practices that need to be followed, you know, to capture that information to document the work of the government, which is needed for a variety of reasons. Another important area that we were not involved in when we first began and very heavily involved in now is in the area of records declassification. With World War II and afterwards, there's been an explosion of national security classified information in the holdings of the government. And so much of this material has permanent historical value. It comes to the National Archives. We work with agencies for the agencies to do their declassification reviews. This has been an area of intense partnership with the agencies. And the president has directed that the current executive order in place, 12958, as amended, be reviewed, revised, updated. And so the government is in the process of doing that. And so a major emphasis on that is a refocusing of energy, agencies' energy and attention and to their responsibilities in declassification. So we play a key role in that process.
Yeah, I think that's very true, Dr. Kurtz. We're talking to Dr. Michael Kurtz, Assistant Archivist for Record Services at the National Archives and Records Administration, about their 75th anniversary this September. You know, it was interesting. I saw an interview with a post office official recently lamenting the end of the letter writing phase of our country, mm-hmm. and now everything turned returning to email simply because he said so much of our history has come from reconstructed communications and letters between, you know, elected officials or prominent people or, you know, loved ones of our time that have remained through history. Do you have that concern about the electronic records that are being compiled now?
Oh, absolutely. This has been a concern for some time. And that's why we're working. We've established a federal records council for records officers and records managers to work with NARA, so that we can, you know, develop the policies to preserve the electronic email. Email is the way people do business in the government. And so the documentation and the preservation of that email is absolutely essential.